Former U.S. Representative Sean Duffy left Congress in September, and that set off a political fight over when voters would get a chance to replace him. Governor Evers announced an initial special election date that was criticized by Republicans and Democrats. But now that the special election day has been set for May 12th, new reporting from WisConText shows that the opening for the 7th congressional district seat will be the longest vacancy in Wisconsin's modern political history. WPR host Keely Baltina spoke with WisConText reporter Haley Sperling about the story.
Let's start with this discussion about filling the 7th congressional seat that wound up being really political. What happened?
So Sean Duffy represented the United States Congressional District 7, which is northern Wisconsin, and he announced his resignation in August and officially resigned in September. And so what should have been and what normally is sort of a run-of-the-mill process when it comes to special elections became quite entangled in many different laws and reasons. So Governor Evers initially set a primary and election date in December and January, respectively. But that didn't work out for quite a few reasons. He received a lot of initial backlash from both Democrats and Republicans who questioned the date for reasons of partisanship and the fact that the December primary date was the last night of Hanukkah, so having elections around holidays never works out. Low voter turnout was a big question. So he was stuck with a really tough decision when it came to setting this date. And then on top of that, following the various state rules and federal rules and regulations.
And then it wasn't just easy enough to set a new date. We got entangled in this confusion between federal statutes and state law. Break that down for us.
Right. So in the past, like I said, setting special election dates isn't really that big of a deal. But because Representative Duffy is a federal congressman, Evers had to take into account both state laws and federal laws. And so the biggest federal law standing in the way of Evers quickly setting a date and just moving on with the process is known as the MOVE Act. And so this was passed in 2009. And essentially what it does is it sets a period of time that persons living overseas and military personnel have to have for receiving and sending in their absentee ballots. And so this went into effect, like I said, in 2009. And since then, Wisconsin has not had a federal special election. So this problem hasn't come up in the past. But it turns out that Wisconsin's special election laws don't actually line up with the MOVE Act. So the Evers administration was really stuck between, you know, a rock and a hard place when it came to setting a new date. So they actually really had to dig into legislation and figure out what they could do to make things work in this special situation.
And what did they figure out? When will the election happen?
So the election is happening on May 12th of 2020 with a primary on February 18th, which aligns with the state's spring primaries as well. And so this date is actually pretty far out in
right.
setting. Yeah.
The congressman announced his resignation in August, and it won't be until the next May that voters will weigh in.
Exactly. And so in setting the first date, the January and December primary and election dates, you know, Evers said that he wanted to expedite this process and make sure the people of the 7th district get the adequate representation that they deserve. But again, because laws restricted that, he had to move the date pretty far out. And so there's a lot that goes into planning and establishing a special election. You know, it's not just saying, OK, we're going to have an election on this date. But, you know, you need to give candidates time to collect signatures, to run their campaigns, to actually go, you know, knocking on doors and getting people excited to vote. And again, the laws are at play. So it really came down to scheduling a time that was good for the rest of the state and that could actually work within the bounds of the law.
And your reporting also details not only why it's important for candidates, but why it's important for election staff to make sure that the timing is right with special elections and all of the other things that they have to have happen throughout the year.
Right, because there are a lot of, you know, extended costs that go into special elections. And again, you know, like I said, campaigns have to be run, and it takes a team of people to do that. And teams have to be hired, and they have to be trained and have to be informed. So it's a much bigger process than just getting names on a ballot and getting people to vote. It's the democratic process, which is multifaceted.
Certainly. Haley Sperling is an engagement editor and reporter with WisContext. And we are talking about her latest report that discusses the differences and the nuances of Governor Tony Evers scheduling a special election for an open congressional seat. Part of the reason Evers argues that it should have been a quick turnaround for a special election is that Congress is moving forward with important things. We're talking about impeachment. We're talking about the USMCA, the deal that replaces NAFTA. I mean, what's at stake for representation there?
So representation is, of course, very crucial for every American to have. You want your voice to be heard in Congress. You want to be represented by people that you trust. When it comes to bigger deals like impeachment and like rehauling NAFTA, the House of Representatives is pretty solidly split among their party lines in terms of voting. So, you know, having one voice missing from the Republican Party in the House of Representatives isn't necessarily going to sway any major votes like on impeachment or on NAFTA, because, again, votes are set down party lines, and the Democrats have a really solid majority in the House of Representatives. But where representation really does come into play, as one of my sources explained to me, is the smaller and more day-to-day issues that constituents actually face. So Representative Duffy was very keen on the matter of rural broadband services, because that's what his constituents are talking about and that's what's important to them. So having a lack of voice there could slow things down for people in that aspect. So it does definitely affect people, and it can affect everyday lives. But when it comes to the bigger picture matter, having this seat vacant for so long isn't going to swing any major votes.
We may not have had a special election at the congressional level, but we have had special elections relatively routinely at the state level. This did come up under Governor Scott Walker when he was in office. What's the difference there in how he approached this situation?
Yeah, so in 2017, Scott Walker, then governor, appointed two Republican legislators to his cabinet, and then ensued a whole lot. Essentially, Governor Walker said that he didn't want to call a special election and that he didn't have to, because within state law, the date of the resignation was before the date that an upcoming election would occur. So the resignations occur in 2017, and the next election was happening in 2018. So in accordance with state law, he said he didn't necessarily have to call the election. This was called into question by residents of the districts of the representatives, and eventually went to court and went through a lot of hoops and circles. But Walker did eventually have to call a special election, though with what he wanted, it would have been much longer even than this gap of time between Representative Duffy's resignation and his impending special election. So if Walker had originally gotten what he wanted with this special election case, there would have been a total of 312 days between the time of the election and between the time of the resignations, rather, and the time of the special election. In the case of Representative Duffy, with the election now on May 12th, there will be a total of 232 days between the time of his resignation and the time of the election.
So Governor Scott Walker says, we can wait. We'll just wait till the next election. The courts say, no, you have to do it sooner. Evers says, let's do it sooner. And it turns out federal law requires us to do it later.
Right, exactly. So they kind of both got what the other one wanted. And it's just the way it worked out, you know, the circumstances for each were both very different. But they ended up causing a whole bunch of stir in terms of these special election processes, which is something that before 2017 really didn't happen that much.
Fascinating. Haley, thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
As WPR host Keely Baltina talking to WisContext reporter Haley Sperling, they were talking about a new piece from WisContext taking a closer look at how special elections work in Wisconsin and why there's been controversy over them lately.